The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on the following show are solely those of the host, guest, and its callers. It's time for The Growth Strategist. Here is your host, Aldana Ambler.
Welcome to the show. This is The Growth Strategist, and I'm Aldana Ambler. And each week we rotate through different geographies, different industries, and different growth strategies. And it's meant for the peer-to-peer-to-peer program where the host and the guest and the listeners are in the mid-market, which means most of us are running companies between 20 and 200 million and we have a billion in our hearts and looking for it. So it's not meant for everybody. So some of the stuff, I've gotten some email recently with folks asking, you know, well, why aren't you explaining all the details of exactly what an acquisition is, or how come you're not explaining what an ESOP is or an IPO? And the reason is, you know, with the 183,000 listeners that we've gotten over our five-year run, we're very excited about that. We have stickiness on the Internet in part because we don't, quote, dumb it down. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but we don't dumb it down. And every time I do, if I start going into a tutorial explaining what branding is or explaining what marketing is or explaining what the difference in cash flow or a line of credit or, you know, something like that, what happens is the CEOs, the CFOs of the mid-sized companies drop. So we're really motivated to have the peer-to-peer-to-peer promise stay. So I just wanted to respond to that. I got a few of those questions. I'm delighted to have the range of listeners, but I tend to screen the questions to be from the folks that are in the target. We're not trying to be everything to everybody. And one of the other reasons I started with that kind of response is that that's what the show is about today, is how do you commit? How do you truly commit so that your marketing and your sales process becomes, well, maybe the word is turns. It turns from feeling like you're pushing a rock uphill and pushing to get people to know who you are and pushing to get it done and pushing to know what to say and pushing to get a yes. You know that feeling? I love the word push. You know, you're having to, gosh, you're just pushing this thing and having to play with it and talk about it and fret about it. Hear my voice. Is your marketing and your sales push? And you know when it is. You can have analysis paralysis, but you know what? In your heart of hearts, if there isn't a joy, if there aren't people coming to you, if the phone's not ringing, if your website isn't popping and buzzing, if you aren't having people come and asking you questions, if you're not perceived as a hub, as a mid-sized company in particular, gosh, that's expensive. So how do you truly change your business development process, your marketing and sales, from push to pull? Now, you've read about it. There's lots of books about it. But I've been looking for some people that I think really get it. And so the guest in a couple of minutes I'm going to introduce, Roxanne Emmerich. I mean, this is a, you know, national level entrepreneur of the year, serial entrepreneur. You know, she's created a couple of bank holding companies and went into a business that drills deep in the financial services industry. You know, the community banks that are doing really well compared to what's going on in Wall Street, a lot of them are doing really well because they signed up with the Emmerich Group's process. And the number of businesses that she's had, she's an award-winning entrepreneur herself. It comes from a process of making sure that you go deep enough in an industry, deep enough in your approach, and you commit. It's a commitment. I think that's what I'd like to have. And if anybody's not listened to the show before, the first few minutes of the show, I try to share some of the experiences I've had in my 38-year run as an entrepreneur, you know, six businesses international, up to 1,000 employees and bunches of awards and such, and the strategic planning work that I've done for mid-sized companies. Most of my clients are Inc. 500 types, you know, the real aggressive that want to be in that top 2%. And when I was preparing for the show, what occurred to me, the ones that truly do it, it's not the ones that throw more money at the marketing. It's not the ones that are necessarily picking out the best salesperson. I find the differentiator in the ones that have true pull are the ones that have committed. That's the word I'd use. They're not whining when a recession hits because they can't help themselves. They're committed to their industry. They're committed to their business. They are committed to helping their customers. They're the ones that before they ever read a book, before they ever had somebody tell them to do it, they couldn't help themselves when September started to happen and Wall Street started to get in trouble before they watched too much news. They couldn't help themselves but to get on the phone and call their customers and say, wait a minute, this is different. We want to hear what's going on with you. What do you need from us? What can we do? Let's talk. They didn't wait. It's more of a, they're so committed to the customer's survival and doing well, they knew to do it. So ask yourself, as a mid-sized company, are you still, it doesn't matter what industry, listen to how I'm saying it. I don't care if you're a manufacturer or you're a service company or you're in retail. It's the same kind of passion for who are the core customers that you care so much about that when stuff happened on Wall Street, of course you called. And if you didn't because of shock and this one's different, or you didn't quite know what to do. All right, it's now how many months later? 7 months later? 8 months later? Do your customers, do your core customers, your core prospects know they're going to survive, they're going to do well because you, excuse my language, give a damn? And that's a real big piece of being deep enough in an industry, deep enough in your commitment to an approach. That's the kind of behavior that changes things from push to pull. I've had some experiences when I reached out to call some of my clients. I was doing Sunday night voicemails for several months. And I'm one of those people, I couldn't help myself. I mean, it's 800-some-odd clients over the years. And, yes, we divided them up, but there's a core group that they were going to be, I had to call for my own sanity, if not theirs. And I would get back, some responses like, we're in a dogfight here. We're not going to do any retainers with anybody, not even you, quick. Because they panicked, even when I was calling, that it was just a sales call and they were worried that somebody was just after them. There was an awful reaction to this particular recession. This is not just a normal cycle. This is based on some greed and deception and the fox watching the hen house. We got a lot of anger about this one. This is an exaggerated one for tons of reasons, and you know it. But calling them back, even when somebody would have that type of disrespect, have that forget who they're talking to. So what? So you call them back and you say, well, you know what? You're in a dogfight. That's why I called. Hear it? No matter how hard it gets, are you committed? Are you in it for the long haul? And do the key people that you need to know who you are and who your business is, what's the culture, what's the imprint of your business, you're not going to go away. You're not going to back off just because your customers had a bad day or they were rude. Now, I had to remind a couple of these people, excuse me, remember me, hello, I'm the one that did the 5 projects with you and that's the reason you're on these lists and you made so much money. I did have to say that at some point, but come on. Now, ask yourself, think about what your marketing department and your sales department and particularly your account managers, what are they sounding like? Are they agitated at the client base right now? Or do they take a deep breath and they're still psyched to have case conferencing meetings? Are they having innovation meetings? Are they having problem-solving meetings about how to make sure their customers are sound? Are they reaching out to a web of other providers to look for ways, to give resources? For example, one of my clients, what they're doing, they're in promotional products, for goodness sake. They sell the mugs that have the blue ink and it has your name on it. They're good for branding. But they're making sure that there's hundreds of clients. They're asking them, what else should we be looking for? Are you looking to hire certain people and we'll get the word out because maybe there's some employees we can find? They don't sell that. They sell blue ink on mugs. But it shows that they understand that the needs are going to go way beyond what you currently do. And in other words, the expertise isn't blue mugs. The expertise is understanding the client and being a hub, being someone that's going to be called to make sure things go well. All right, now let's say you understand this. This is who you are culturally, or you at least know that you've got to start transforming to be like this. How do you do it? Well, there are, fortunately, in some industries, there are some companies that have really learned your industry, have the process in the financial markets, and if you're a community bank, I mean, it's a no-brainer. That's why I'm bringing the Emmerich Group on today. And you're going to hear not only did the process that Roxanne Emmerich did, help drive her multiple companies, it's being used for some of these community banks to just high power and take off and triple and all that. But, you know, in your industry, where do you look? Some of us, you start with the associations. Some of us start to do the reading. And ironically, what's interesting is if it's not there in your industry comfortably, forcing another company, trying to talk yourself into that there's a management consultant out there or there's an accounting firm or maybe there's an attorney that might get it and try to turn them into the deep expert that they're not is one of the most expensive mistakes. I'm going to say that again. Some of us are lucky that in our industries, there are gurus, there are people who have committed. They've gone deep enough into the industry, committed to an approach. They have a methodology. I'll give you another example. Like in HVAC, someone like Steve Kasha, who has gone far enough in the customer service side, and he knows what the distributors and the manufacturers in HVAC are. He knows who they are, what they're like, where they're going. Guy's written the curriculum for the training programs. This is the guy that's worth hearing as a speaker and sponsoring for something. I mean, he is. He's not going away. In some industries, it exists. But if it's not obvious, if you're not seeing where that hub company is in your industry, don't create it in your mind. Don't go to a management consultant. Don't go to a CPA. Don't go to a lawyer and say, here's our deep problem, and have them charge you 3 and 4 and 5 times as much trying to learn on you. Get it? It's actually less expensive to take somebody who's got an approach and truly knows how to convert, you know, the mindset from push to pull from another industry, and have them learn enough about what you're doing to get you started. And then a lot of it can be your own, because your commitment to your industry, commitment to your customers, is what you need to learn. And having just general advice isn't going to do it. One of the things that I've lived through over the years in creating this push-to-pull for us, the surprise part of it was becoming an advocate. I thought, you know, just really good service would do it. Buying companies and employing people, committing that you're there for the long haul, and diversifying some of the services. For example, we end up getting, we're intermediaries getting people growth financing, and we weren't expecting to do that when we first got into growth strategies. But the thing that really surprised me was when you get on this journey of truly like adopting an industry or adopting a target group, you hear things, they talk to you because you're not going to go away. And there's things that the presidents of the companies or the key people can't tackle on their own. I ended up testifying over 30 times at legislative hearings at a state and a national level. I ended up getting invited to a White House 4 times to talk to various presidents. The point of it is, you don't know where it's going to take you. It is a cool journey. Ask yourself before this guest tells you how. Are you truly living a journey where you've adopted a core audience, you've adopted an industry, you've gone deep enough into an approach that you deserve that people would see your website as the place to go and your people as who to ask? Are you a go-to guy as a company or not? Okay, now we're going to talk about how to do it because a lot of you need to think about this and actually start converting it and making it happen. We'll be right back, and I'll bring you my guest who knows how to do this. This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Amber.
Up-to-date business and financial news. Call now and get the financial information
Thanks.
You need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790.
The experts are here.
Voice America Business Network.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldana can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in the Growth Strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldana Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldana played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldana Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ELDONA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On CIO Talk Radio, we talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its risks. Heard every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, Sunjoy Gall interviews business leaders and other experts that are shaping the way we use technology. To learn more about the show, visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Keep up with the changing world of technology and listen to CIO Talk Radio with Sunjoy Gall. Listen in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here on Voice America Business.
The market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. Call in right now with your questions and comments toll-free at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's Aldana Ambler.
Welcome back to the show. This is The Growth Strategist, Aldana Ambler, and today we're talking about how do you truly convert your business development process from push, and you know what that means, to truly pull. And it's important right now. And ironically, when you have a financial crisis, I mean, I don't want to, you know, duck that. It is. It's even more important because people are preoccupied, they're worried, they're distracted, all those kind of negative emotional things. Trust is one of the main things that people need. They need to know who gets it, who understands them, who actually cares about them and isn't getting selfish, just calling for a transactional sale and would want to do something and is not going to go away. So if you are, if you really are like this, let's get some pride in that. I've recommended to one of my clients, they do a mailing out to the folks who have web hosting and say, if you can tell that you're if you got this feeling, trust your gut, that your web hosting company is probably at risk and they don't care about you and they're not watching your account, why wait for them to go under? Some of these web hosting companies, they're not even calling their customers. They're not doing any value-added, nothing. They're just sitting there dormant. So what are you waiting for? You're waiting for the account to get sold, and then you don't even know who's hosting you? You're waiting for, you know, that they didn't do something with it when they could? Duh. So there is a chance to just point out, hey, we've been here for you. We're not going away. We're going to do something with your account. Hello. So it even helps you in cherry-picking accounts from somebody who's being complacent and taking people for granted. If you're not the type that takes your customers for granted, point it out. So here we go. Roxanne, you there?
I am here.
Hi, lady. I'm so glad that you could come on the show. You're in the middle of this big book launch, so I'm tickled I even got you on the air, huh?
I'm thrilled to be here, and I'm thrilled to be awake. It's been a busy time.
Today you're calling from what, Minnesota?
From Minneapolis.
Yeah, it's not snowing there. It's April, but still.
Tomorrow again. It is Minneapolis.
Yeah, that's true.
You can always be surprised here.
I know it's a funny thing, because, you know, most of the time, my guests, I promise people, I don't put the authors and the consultants and speakers on there. I promise everybody, don't drop, because I'm talking about a book. This is a true president of a major company, has had that kind of run. She is your peer. But she's decided to write a book. You know, she's seen something. What did you see in the marketplace that made you compelled to write a book?
My clients actually kind of begged this one out of me, saying, can you get this in a book somewhere?
Yeah.
Give it to our clients, because if our clients can be healthier, we can be healthier as an organization. So the process I've been teaching for about 20 years to our clients, it's actually an amazingly profound process that happens in a day. And you know, I started off out of college as a commercial lender, and I'd walk into business after business after business, and I could always see, oh, this one needs to go do this differently, and this one needs to go do this differently. And I could just see how to fix businesses, and I learned that was my gift. And so what I've come to do, and why this book kind of got dragged out of me, was, I've been teaching this for years, and people would line up afterward saying, is this in a book somewhere?
And you'd say, well, no, but the book is coming out in two weeks. What's the name of the book?
It's called Thank God It's Monday, How to Create a Workplace That You and Your Customers Love. And it's really about creating a kick-butt organization where your people are on fire, as opposed to the typical organization where you say that 71% of employees are disengaged and had cost about a third of your payroll out of your bottom line. Well, during a recession, people can't afford that luxury of wasting a third of their payroll anymore. That's the difference between staying in business and taking over and becoming the market leader in your industry. And so it's a huge bottom line issue.
So, all right, so if we go back, I mean, you know, your first business was what, agricultural related?
It was agriculture. It was an agribusiness.
Yeah, and then you got into banking.
I got into banking, banking and brokerages.
Bank holding companies and banks.
I started holding companies to start new banks and brokerages. I have a couple of holding companies in that arena right now.
Yeah. So what scale are we talking about? Measured in billions?
Probably, what are we into right now?
Well, if you don't want to answer, you can't.
It's getting closer to a billion when you put them all together.
Okay. All right. I just want people to understand, you know, you're not talking about some little thing off the side that never took off.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, the Emmerich Group's an international scale business that, you know, your contracts, you're digging deep within the culture of a business, and, you know, they have 2 and 3 year contracts with you to transform their companies, right?
Yeah, we do a 1 day process, Aldana, that gets them started called a kick butt kickoff. And after that, it's not uncommon for the numbers to just go through the charts within the next 30 days. And so we've had organizations that hadn't grown more than 2% a year for 10 years that grew 35% annualized over the next 30 days. And we've had the vast majority of our clients will more than double their profits within the first year or two.
Yeah.
So it's a really profound process, but then we kind of build the systems in to keep it going and keep it accelerating.
Now, you know, given what you've done and what you're doing for your customers, a lot of it is around this push-to-pull mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Give me, like, I've seen you talk, and one of the things that I've noticed in getting it to pull is the joy of the employee side of it, is, you know, that you would be having recruitment. One of the pull things is, of course, people would want to work for you. And so you don't have to beg to have a client, because if they've met your people and they actually look at you, and they're actually happy, and they're not grouchy and so transparently ticked off at their boss, it does make, you know, the sale a little easier.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the reality is that most people are miserable at their jobs because they're kind of miserable people, and that kind of converts. And so, and most of those people can be saved, but not all of them. But if they're allowed to behave that way in your workplace, your customers feel it, and it's almost like a sales prevention department. Because, you know, when you have people who are alive and on fire, for instance, we do a lot of work in the banking industry, and
yeah.
So people will tell me without exception, every time we do a kickoff within a bank, within the next, the very next day, the CEO will always pop me an email or give me a call saying, you're not going to believe it. Customers were lined up outside my door saying, what just happened here? And so they can feel the difference. It's kind of like how I walk in and everybody's making eye contact. Everybody's greeting me. Everybody's asking questions and really caring about what I'm doing as I'm walking at the door. Everybody's saying goodbye and welcome back tomorrow again. We're looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. All those little things that sound like minutiae and stuff that doesn't matter are exactly what matters in a market like this. And so,
I was just going to say, particularly now.
It's what you were talking about earlier, Aldana, it's the pull, as opposed to the push marketing, which is just a waste of money these days. I can't imagine, you know, what good comes from brand advertising in a time like this. During a time like this, you need people who are clearly about making a massive difference for customers, because customers feel that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're about making your customers successful and you're giving 10 times more value than the cash you ever request of them, people will beat a path to your door. And so it's a whole different level of mindset about getting your people not just engaged but massively on fire. And, you know, and all the energy vampires just kind of get knocked out of the organization because you can't allow that stuff anymore.
Well, and if people watch the news, they have the energy, you know, sucked right out of them. And when they go home and they're worried about their mortgage, they get it sucked out again. So the culture of a company on a day-to-day basis is, you know, restorative. Either, you know, it puts people back together and helps them feel like they're making progress and making a difference, or it doesn't. It's almost like this. It's an either-or thing. You can tell. You can walk into a building and you can tell. if they're going to survive, if they're alive, if the CEO believes in the business or has given up. It's just palpable. It's just amazing. So, all right, so one of the first things you're saying, let's say someone is hesitant and they don't want to even bring in the consultant. But think about it. They need some type of a wake-up call, a whack upside the head with the baseball bat around, you know, walk around your building, take the videotape, look at yourself, look at your people, and see whether or not you need a wake-up call. You know, is the recession, is your management approach, you know, doing yourselves in, is it sucking you dry, or do you need to do something that dramatically wakes you up, right? Isn't that like the first step?
Yeah, and Aldana, it's even more than that. A lot of our clients are already in the top 5% of their industry, and so they're saying, oh, our customer service is great, our people are great, and I'm like, we'll see. Because for many of them, what's on top of that is huge. And so, you know, what was the old saying back in the, I think the book was out in the 80s, good to great, that good is the enemy of great.
Right.
You know, as CEOs, the one thing we can never forget is how to be hungry. And so, you know, it's not like you can never be satisfied. It just means that you constantly have to, no matter where you're at, go, I am so paranoid somebody's coming behind me, and we got to be better at so far above our competitors that nobody can come close.
And there's
you don't have that mindset
as a
CEO
between hunger and greed. Right? I mean, hungry to, you know, serve the customers, be the best, make a difference is so different from we're greedy, we want to make sure we get our bonuses, and we're going to do whatever it's
Yeah, needed. It's interesting. I was listening to a kind of a spiritual guru audio the other day, and she was saying that, you know, and she predicted about a year ago that a lot of these big businesses were going to go under. And at the time, I was like, yeah, right, you know, how will these big, you know, huge behemoth organizations go under? But her whole point was, if you're about greed, business goes away. If you're about being of massive service to humanity, you will attract all the business in the world, and that we're really moving into a different era. And, you know, whether she's right or she's wrong about that, I can tell you that in my own knowing, I have always said, life gives to the givers and takes from the takers, and the world has a perfect accounting system. And so our old ways of being in business are just too antiquated. They're not going to make sense. Now we've got to be about massive contribution to our customers, not just customer satisfaction. I mean, that's a crazy statement in times like this. It's about customer success. They can sniff you out and know whether you are wildly committed for their success or if you're just kind of showing up and doing your job.
You know, I found in our case, we've had to redesign contracts, even us. I mean, I know this sounds arrogant, but, you know, we've really been hungry and innovative and creative and tried a lot of different things. But, boy, I'll tell you, when this one came, this wave came, folks need a different kind of measurement because their cash went away.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd want to have us come in to do strategy, and they didn't have two dimes to rub together. They couldn't. Or they had a memo from some exec someplace about no consultants, no fees, no training, no this, no that, for 2009, no matter what. Wow. So, I mean, how do you show you're focused on results, and it isn't the cash, the short-term cash, that's going to make you do it?
Well, you know, what's very interesting is businesses are run by humans, and humans have this fatal flaw. You know, you look at the population at large, and when I say at large, I'm talking at large. Everybody wants to lose weight, you know, these days. But very few people are committed to that, and very few people take the appropriate actions. And so spinach creates a whole different effect in the body than donuts do. And so it's a discipline, you know, it's about getting about something.
Yeah.
And so here's what businesses do when times get tough. They cut out the two biggest return on investment items that you can ever invest in your business, educating your people and marketing. Now, I'm all for cutting out the traditional expensive marketing, but I'm all about creating pull marketing that basically positions you as being the market in your area with targeted people that are your people. That are most likely to buy from you, that where you can create a massive difference for. And if you don't know who those people are and have a constant mail program going to them, not of bada bing, bada boom, here's our stuff,
right,
but of here's some information I thought would be valuable. Here's some information I thought would be valuable. Here's a teleseminar coming up I thought you'd want to listen to. Hey, we sponsored a webinar just for you to be able to listen to help you improve your business.
Okay, now I got a break I've got to go to, but I want everybody to hang on to what you're saying. You're not talking about postcards and cold. You're talking about passion exchange.
Exactly.
Okay, now we're going to come back and we're going to talk about this poll stuff. This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. We'll be right back with Roxanne Emmerich.
Good echo.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldana can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in the Growth Strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldana Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldana played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldana Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ALDANA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability.
Now, Mrs. Johnson, before we close on your mortgage loan, I want to make sure you remember Mike.
Hi. You can trust me. I'm African-American, just like you.
So, here's the low monthly payments and interest rates we promised, and here's where they triple.
The rest of this stuff is just here to make sure that we get your house when you can't pay us back.
What a lovely house.
Predatory lenders are never this easy to spot. Call us at 866-222-FAIR and protect yourself with the facts. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance and the Ad Council.
Technology is changing the way we live our lives and how we do business. On CIO Talk Radio, we talk about the benefits of technology and the great things it allows us to do, as well as its risks. Heard every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, Sunjo Gall interviews business leaders and other experts that are shaping the way we use technology. To learn more about the show, visit www.ciotalkradio.com. Keep up with the changing world of technology and listen to CIO Talk Radio with Sunjo Gall. Listen in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Pacific, right here on Voice America Business.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. Call in right now with your questions and comments toll-free at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's Aldana Ambler.
Welcome back to the show. This is The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. And today we're talking about how do you truly transform your business development process from push to pull. Now, on the break, I got an email, and this is, and Roxanne and I were talking. I can picture you guys. Now, let me just draw the picture of the people listening, because see if you can identify with yourself. And you hear us talking about passion, and you go, yeah, right. I'm a CEO. I'm sitting over the laptop at the end of the day. The spouse and the kids have gone to bed, and I'm looking for some answers because I just spent the whole day dealing with banks, and they're cutting me off, and I don't know if I have the line of credit that I thought I did, and I'm worried about laying off some of my people. Who are these nutcases on the radio talking about passion and positive and thank God it's Monday? Uh-huh. And I have a controller that I don't know if I can should promote to CFO. I know I need to have a board, but I'm afraid about the VC money, and they would take away control from me if I put them on there. I like the geographic expansion, but I'm a little nervous about how far this international stuff is getting away from us. I embrace technology, but it's getting a little expensive, right? That's what you're thinking about. And then on top of it, we got this ridiculous financial crisis, and these people on the radio are talking about passion. Yes. Yes. That's the whole point. If it's eating you up and you're starting to doubt if your business is going to make it and you're into survival mode only, then some of the decisions are to, like, save a couple of mediocre employees or to save an old product that isn't going to work. If the key thing that you're investing in is conveying passion for the survival and the thrival of your customers, then it's going to be worth your time, and it feels like the employees can get rally around it. They can feel the difference in your business. If all it is to complain and to survive and take a beating from other people, you're going to work hard to get tired, but it won't necessarily transform your business. Now, Roxanne Emmerich's on the line. Did I say that right? Help me with putting some meat on that.
That's exactly right. It's not just a happy, get on the happy bus kind of experience. It's
no.
A bottom line issue to get people on fire doing the right things and being about massive results. And, you know, I called all of our CEOs a year ago before the recession started. And I said, you know, we're going to be hearing a lot about the recession over the next year. Please send out an email to everyone in all of your locations and repeat this all throughout the year and say this. There's a recession going on for those people. We've decided not to participate. This is the time where we pull ahead, guys. And it's interesting because I had CEO after CEO who said to me, that was the best thing I said. My people have no consciousness that this economy should be impacting us. They're seeing it as an opportunity to break through. So mindset is everything, but so are focused results. And I think as a CEO, that for all of us, it's to keep our people focused in on doing the right things and being about massive results and being unstoppable in a time when everybody hears excuses, and thinks that they're acceptable. It takes a powerful leader to get that through to people and to make that stick with people.
And it can't just be blind faith. It has to be based on we're looking for results that our customers value. What are we doing and how are we measuring it? So you can prove it and put it in people's face and say, okay, it's not just words. Here's the kind of profit that our clients are getting. Here's the turnaround that they had. Here's the ones that are surviving because of us. Doesn't matter if you're selling ping pong balls or you're selling consulting. It doesn't matter, you know, what is the impact. So, you know, here's my question for you. Let's say someone's listening to this and they go, all right, I get it. How do I start? I've got, you know, a group of gloomy gusses that the salespeople are giving me excuses. The office manager is starting to get sick. You know, there's some symptomatology out there, even for the CEOs and presidents that understand what you're saying. Where do they start?
Well, I'm a firm believer that I read a lot of books on rewiring the brain, and I've read about 10, 15 of those in the last year again, and I think I've read about that many the year before. And I'm really intrigued by how the human brain works and how, as CEOs, our role is to re-engage people's brains and rewire them.
Yes.
And so, you know, right now, our brains need to be rewired. And so in the gloom and doom world, there needs to be what I call a significant emotional event. Significant emotional events rewire the whole infrastructure of the brain, and it does it immediately, so the brain can never go back to the place that it was before. And so significant emotional events, we call ours this thing that we do, a kick-butt kickoff. And in it, it's extremely ruckus and wild and crazy and focused, and we do about 4 weeks worth of work with everybody in the organization all in 2.5 hours. And they walk out of there and go, whew, I can't believe what we did. And they feel so successful because they've created all these things from making agreements on how they'll treat each other, how they're going to treat customers, what their vision of what extraordinary looks like. And all of that happens. We do things in 3 to 4 minutes that would normally take the same group probably 6 months to get accomplished. And so it's about teaching people how to be powerful again in a world that is really experiencing the archetype of victimhood.
Yes. They're either the you know, people that squish folks or they're a victim, the extremes,
mm-hmm.
instead of, you know, we're going to do the right thing and take care of each other.
Yes.
So, all right. So some, and this has been researched. It's not just that you like loud music or you like energy. You know, you like you say, you've read about this and you've seen this is what can change and recycle the brain. It can change, you know, what sections of the cerebrum are on fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about creating a whole different vibration within an organization, and so that people get beyond the doom and gloom and get to about thinking about themselves as being unstoppable. And so if you tell people, listen, we need to go sell 500 widgets, mm-hmm. and they go, mm-hmm, nice, that'll be our goal.
Mm-hmm.
Well, bad chance is going to happen. If you say, listen, if your life depended on it, that you sell 500 widgets by the end of the week, and your kids' lives depended on it, would you figure it out? Absolutely. And so it's about that level of being unstoppable and feeling the success and having the rituals built in within the organization. I'm a firm believer of daily huddles, quarterly celebrations, and having those not be just foo-foo interesting things, but about the focused, key indicators that drive the business and have those in front of people constantly, but have people going woohoo and celebrating, hey, that's great, and so that people know and are constantly rewiring the brain with the feel of the experience of the shift. Of every time they do something right, it's woohoo celebration. That's what keeps that brain programmed for doing better activities in the future.
Now, you find there's more resistance to this now, or is it basically the same as it's always been?
Our phone's ringing off the hook.
I'm finding the same thing. I asked you that on purpose. Some folks are going to say, all right, in a recession, they're going to be resistant to this. They won't get it. No, it's just the opposite. You know, my business grows exponentially during recessions. And we've grown every year, the 38 years anyway. But when the recession hits, the folks that are survivors that have said, you know what, we're not going to get sucked down. We are not going to let our, you know, and they say stuff like this on the phone. They haven't even read the books you're talking about. They'll say, you know, I don't want my brain to atrophy. I don't want to go down the drain. I don't want to be depressed. I don't want to act like those people. We're not going to be victims. And they have this determination in their voice. To go, you know, we topped out at 20 million, and damn it, we're not going to let it happen. And there's this anger. It's fascinating. And it's determination that they're going to be the ones that hard drive to 200 during a recession.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you a story. One of our clients, and I think that you've had the chance of introducing you to him at one point, there's a bank down in Mississippi that when we started working with them, they were what was called a fourth quartile performer, which means they were in the bottom 25% of their peer averages. So
mm-hmm.
things weren't going very well, and they had their excuse. Their excuse was, hey, we're in the state with the highest poverty rate in the country, in the United States. And so I said, well, great, thank you very much for sharing, but I'm not listening. You know, that's exactly why you have to be a top-performing bank, and that's exactly why you have to help these people more. So let's get about it. And so, you know, 3 years later, they're definitely in the top 5%, both in growth and profitability. And since that time, they've just been continuing to grow and profit. And they were just listed as one of the 100 safest banks in the country. It was all about a mindset shift. And some tools, you know, you still got to learn some sales practices and some marketing practices.
Right.
Those things matter, but without the base, I will tell you, rarely, in fact, I could say never, have I seen sales training work without a culture shift first. And when I say culture shift, I'm talking about getting people on fire, getting the language to go away that's victimhood and excuses and whining and gossip and all that garbage that no matter what you do as a CEO, you can't move anything through when you've got people playing those kind of mind games all around you.
Yeah, one of my clients, one of their top priorities is to change their culture from what I call the defensive drama.
Mm-hmm.
Change it to the drama of, you know, excitement. Because if your executive team is blaming each other and saying, well, you could have, should have, and you didn't respect me, and da-da-da, all the time, and they lose their energy to that kind of nitpicking instead of creating something, it sucks the air right out of the whole company. Even if the people that are employees weren't in the room when it happened, they can see it, they can feel it. There's this karma around the building when executives are doing that game.
You know, Donna, I've always thought ever since I started, I won't even tell you how many decades ago this was when I started as a commercial lender, I could predict with 100% accuracy the future success of that business because I always got to see their financials. By listening to the language that they use for 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
That told me
isn't
everything.
Amazing?
It told me, are they talking about the future? Are they talking about like nice try, we'll see what we can do? Or are they using committed language? Are they using passive-aggressive words?
Yeah.
Or are they saying, hey, Aldana, when you did that, it created this mess. My request is you never do that again, and you do this instead. Do I have your commitment?
Yeah.
And people learn how to talk.
Most walk into a building and hear that kind of language or not.
Exactly.
So bottom line on this segment, start with the executive team. Start with the language and the mindset because, it sounds so corny, but it does start at the top. And if there is the naysayers and the excuses and the blame and the maybe we'll try and we could and here's the reasons we can't, all that nonsense, it is so pervasive, and it affects who you hire, who you're comfortable with, the policies, everything. And it sounds corny. Folks need to hear, though, if you're looking to change the dynamic of your organization and become so that people are attracted to work for you, your customers are attracted, it reduces your cost of marketing and account acquisition. If the tone, the words, the mindset of the executive team is future-oriented and creating. Whatever you need, whatever kind of retreat you need, whatever kind of wake-up call you need, whatever kind of surgery you need with the team members, because if somebody's invested in being a gloomy gut, oh, my goodness, sometimes it is cancer, and you do need to do surgery to be able to move on and create something more positive. That's where you'd start. I'm going to take a break. I think I'm looking at the clock here, and I'm seeing it right. We're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back with our last segment with Roxanne Emmerich. How do you really change from push to pull?
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
If you're a struggling business trying to get to the next plateau and would like to learn more about what Aldana can do for you, log on to thegrowthstrategist.com. Listen to some of our many satisfied clients.
We called in the Growth Strategist to do a strategic analysis of our company, design an organizational structure, and improve our management team. The important point is that Aldana Ambler gets it. Her extensive experience coaching fast growth companies has really paid off for us.
Aldana played a key role in driving the rapid growth of our company. We now have a strategic growth plan in place, obtained growth financing, have a stronger management team, and expanded our services, and are already seeing profits. Companies dealing with business growth issues couldn't ask for a better or wiser business advisor than Aldana Ambler.
What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-ALDANA today and see where your business can go tomorrow. Once again, that number is 1-888-ALDONNA. TheGrowthStrategist.com. Achieving accelerated growth with sustained profitability.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom?
I found that soccer practice.
What if something happens? Will you come get me?
Should I stay where I am and wait for you? Or go to Grandma's house since it's closer?
Shouldn't we pick a place for me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack.
Mom, if you're not home, should we go to the neighbor's house?
How do we keep in touch with each other if the phones don't work?
Should I be worried how we all get home?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
Self-leadership is more important than corporate leadership.
In the hustle and bustle world we live in, we need to be reminded that in all failures and successes, we are the common denominators. Each week, let Daniel Gutierrez help bring you the tools you need to manage self-leadership, resulting in self-success. Make your mark in your industry. Make sure you listen to Right Here, Right Now. Brought to you by Waste Management. Every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. Call in right now with your questions and comments toll-free at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Now let's jump into another segment of The Growth Strategist. Here's Aldana Ambler.
Welcome back to the show. This is The Growth Strategist, Aldana Ambler, and today we're with Roxanne Emmerich of the Emmerich Group, and we're talking about how do you really change your marketing from push to pull. And I want to make sure you have her contact information. Roxanne, listeners, where could they reach you?
They can reach me at roxanne@emmerichgroup.com. It's R-O-X-A-N-N-E at E-M-M-E-R-I-C-H group.com. Or they can go to the website for the new book, thank God it's Monday.com. And the book is available now. They can pre-order it on Amazon. It's coming out in just 2 weeks.
Ah, 2 weeks. Wow, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And people can reach me. I noticed that what happens with these shows is you get the emails and the calls after when you've had a chance to think about what you've heard. I'd like you to replay this show. If you listen to this, I want you to listen. There's subtleties in the wording of what Roxanne's been saying. So, you know, the superficial is, okay, now we got to turn our brains into positive. I want you to hear how. Go back and listen again. It's Aldana, if you know my name, it's easy to get me. It's aldana@ambler.com, A-L-D-O-N-N-A at A-M-B-L-E-R.com. And because of the multiple businesses, I just had too many telephone numbers. So the toll-free number in the United States is 1-888-ALDONA. So if you're dealing directly with me, that's the number you get. So I do want to, you know, kind of focus on the future. The companies that are embracing this type of mentality, they're coming out as winners. I have one client that I'm working with, and we're in this acquisition mode right now because the comparable companies that are in his industry are not focusing on this. They're not paying attention to how do you end up being the surviving party. And they're picking up some businesses for a song. You know, it's like, you know, 10 cents on the dollar kind of thing, where they're picking up the clients, they're picking up some of the technology, they're picking up some of the products, and they're able to cherry-pick the positive employees, frankly. Are you seeing any of that kind of stuff as well with the market?
Absolutely, and encouraging that. Recessions are the time to pull ahead. It's the time to pull in the best employees. It's the time to pull in the best customers.
Yeah.
You know, when your competitors are licking their wounds, most of your competitors think that they have a remote control with a pause button, and so it's kind of like, oh, let me clean up my messes, and so pause. So I'm going to go lay off people. I'm going to go clean up my messes, whatever. And everybody keeps forgetting that. Yes, go clean up your messes and get voracious about going after new clients that are more profitable and get far better for your clients. And so people keep forgetting that you have to work both sides of the equation at the same time in order
to... But they're not.
That.
I'm amazed that I got another client. One of the things I'm helping them with is picking up these salespeople that are being laid off from their competitors, and they're stars. These are people that, you know, have a book of accounts, national projects, and understand commission. They're not, you know, you don't even have to pay a huge amount of base for some of these people, particularly during the recession, that they're ready to go. They're hungry. And if in the interview you can tell, these people are just needed a different boss.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly. So these are the times to pull ahead, and we have to be careful. You know, as a CEO, I've done a lot to not pay attention to the media most recently.
Yeah.
Because I found that I was starting to go down the rabbit hole with everybody else, going, oh, my gosh, end of the world, I'm not going to play, I won't spend money on this, I won't do that. And finally I went, am I crazy? I can't buy into this.
Right.
We do a thing, Eldon, once a year. It's my favorite thing to do. We do it for CEOs of high-performing companies only, and it's by special invitation only. It's called Permission to Be Extraordinary. And all we do for 2 days is we throw all their belief systems against the wall and make them go splat.
Yeah.
And show them how to pick up better belief systems that are going to better serve them to be powerful CEOs. And many of these CEOs will tell me at the end of that it absolutely, completely, you know, dramatically changed the results in the organization, saved their marriages, all those kind of things. But the reality is that we're so on rote right now, and the more media we're listening to, the more the rote is, end of the world, get ready, you know, bend over, here it comes again.
Oh, amazing. I have some clients where one of the things that happened to them,
mm-hmm.
is they're growing during a recession, and they wondered if they should point it out.
Mm. Yeah, I wonder.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah.
Let's go
sad. Why not? Because yeah. You know, there's a celebration of what they're doing smart and why their employees are bright. And that they're winners, and that they figured something out someone else doesn't know,
mm-hmm.
we're starting to get tempted to keep it quiet because it might burst, the bubble might burst.
No,
or they might
out there
seen
with
it greedy.
Isn't
that sad?
And you make it clear that you're looking for the best and the brightest employees. You know,
exactly.
Available.
You know, there really is. You know, think about some of these great people that were working that you wanted to hire a few years ago, and you go, oh, I couldn't afford them. Well, where are those people working now, those creative people? They're stuck behind a president who gave up or is laying off or focused on the butt, you know, all that distraction stuff. They need rescued.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People just want leadership during times like this, and this is when leaders really break through. It's interesting. One of our clients was telling me a while back, he's the CEO of a really neat organization. When we started working with them, they were kind of mediocre, and now they're definitely at the top of the league. But they took a bad hit. This is a community bank, and the regulators actually came in, told them that they had to put some Freddie and Fannie stuff into their portfolio. 3 months later, they took a $3 million hit, came right out of their capital, and it was a big deal. And so the CEO calls me. He's like, oh, Roxanne, you know, last year we hit every goal in every location. Most of our goals we exceeded by more than double. Everything was going great, and we just knocked all of our profits out in one bad decision that was told to us that we had to do by the regulators. And I said, uh-huh, okay, good. Thank God you did the right things. Otherwise, you wouldn't have the choice to have this discussion. You'd be out of business.
I had a client that had to bankrupt one of their divisions because of the same kind of story. The details don't even matter.
Mm-hmm.
Something, bad decision, something happened, and it's like, done, next. Because if they dwell on it or they're so embarrassed by it or they get, you know, they get sucked down into it and think that they're like everybody else, they'll miss the window.
Mm-hmm.
One final piece of advice you want to give people during the last minute?
You know, time to decide to make it fun again. It's a decision from the inside out. And
yeah.
So, my encouragement to everyone as a CEO, and this is, and I'm talking to myself, too, because this is a conversation I need to keep having to myself.
Oh, we all do every day.
Yeah, stay away from the influx of information that's coming at you saying it's the end of the world. Even if it is for some, it doesn't need to be for you. And so it really is about creating a belief system that says, yeah, but we're unstoppable. Yes, but we're going to pull ahead during this. Yes, but we're going to have fun. Yes, but I'm going to pick up the best and the brightest people. Yes, I'm going to have these best and brightest people win because under my leadership I'm going to show them how to do it. And
it's a lot more fun to try.
And yes, I'll have non-negotiables if they don't, if they're unwilling to do what needs to be done to make it ahead. I'm not going to let them stay and hurt my other people.
Yeah, I think it's just a lot more fun to try than cry.
Well,
I'm noticing corporate sponsors are seeking out the people who have that kind of attitude rather than whine.
Exactly.
So I thank you so much for being a guest. I knew you'd be great. I really want people to kind of check out your book because it's a therapy session for the people in the business. My wish for everybody, as it is every week, is for you to have accelerated growth with sustained profitability. And let me just remind you that you reverse the phrase. First, you need to be profitable, and it comes from this joy we're talking about. Then you need to sustain it, which is around energy. We're all in the same industry of energy management. Then you look at growth strategies and acceleration. What drives your profitability? It's the pull in your marketing. This is the growth strategist, Aldana Ambler, signing out.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on and tuning into The Growth Strategist. Join us each Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time for another exciting episode of The Growth Strategist, right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.